This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series, and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and that College Bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at @Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, as you know by now, last week's Elite at the Sabine River presented by Econo Lodge had to be postponed due to high water conditions after torrential rains in the last couple of weeks. This had nothing to do with last year's hurricane or the Louisiana access issue. It just wasn't safe. Tournament director Trip Weldon issued the following statement, quote, "The safety of our anglers and others on the water of the Sabine River system are our primary concern. Weather and water conditions are expected to create potentially hazardous boating conditions, and we feel compelled to postpone the event until conditions are more favorable." Close quote. The plan is to find a spot in the 2018 schedule to return to Orange, Texas and get this event in. And now we have a new date for the event. It'll be June 7th through 10th out of Orange, Texas, and that'll fit in neatly right between Lake Travis and Texas Fest and the Central Open that'll be coming up on the Red River. In the meantime, we're going to go to Texas with Keith Combs, who lives near the Sabine, and then Jason Christie talks classic, Grand Lake, and fishing after the spring rains. And finally, Bassmaster magazine editor James Hall on the changes to the magazine and how the upcoming Top 100 Lakes issue is coming. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a high muddy water edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to Grand Lake in Grove, Oklahoma for the Academy Sports and Outdoors Elite at Grand Lake. Weigh-ins and takeoff will occur at Wolf Creek Park April 26th through the 29th. Takeoff will begin at 6:15 and the weigh-ins will begin at 3. There'll be a family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday. Come see the pros compete at the home of the 2016 Bassmaster Classic. Can anyone stop the Oklahoma pros on their home waters? Find out more information at Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio and ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as promised, Keith Combs from Huntington, Texas. The last time we talked to Keith Combs, really, it was last year when all the flooding had taken place. And I thought at that point in time there was no way that they would fish the Sabine River out of Orange, Texas. I just didn't think it could happen. But then it looked like it would happen. Then there was more flooding, and, of course, it was postponed, as we said. And Keith Combs joins us now. Keith, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Was there any surprise that it went down this way for you? Were you hopeful that it would come off? And when did you know that it wouldn't?
First off, I think it's a really good call to postpone that event. You know, we'll have the event sometime there this season. They haven't said exactly when, but, you know, it really came a downpour. I mean, we had a lot of rain in a very short period of time, and I was actually at a media event in Lake Charles and just driving back to my house when the event was still scheduled to go on. I was looking at the ditches, and, you know, all the water was out in the woods. I thought, well, it's probably not going to be very hopeful for the Sabine, but, yeah, and it rained like crazy last night again, so yeah. You know, we've had a lot of rain, and it would have been a very, very tough event. And you know, you get into a situation down there where you get a lot of debris floating down that river, really hard to maneuver around. So I'm glad for the postponed tournament.
Yeah, and the thing is, this has nothing to do really with the storms of last year, right? This was all something, because it was, you know, my understanding at least was, is that, you know, a month ago or so, it was back to the point where, you know, would have been fine, other than the fact that you couldn't go into Louisiana. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic there. But, yeah, absolutely. Actually, they had a lot of low water down there in the fall, you know, around October, November, December time frame. That the Sabine was low, fishing good. You know, weights were good or above average in some of the tournaments that they had down there. So the Sabine was in really good shape, and it stayed that way for the most part through the early part of the spring. But the later part of the spring, we started to get the rains, and you know, it's a mess down there right now. And a lot of that has to do with the rain that's happened upstream of Toledo Bend. Last week, I'm not sure about today, but last week they had 11 gates open on the Toledo Bend Dam, and that water's just going to keep on coming until Toledo Bend is back down to normal level, and just the guys downstream are just going to catch it.
Yeah, and I hate it for Orange, right? For, you know, I mean, this was such an important thing, I think, for them, and it would have been a great boost for the economy. But you know, it's the right call, and like you say, it's right now. We don't have any dates yet, but it could be scheduled here coming up sometime later in this season. And you wonder, you know, what kind of a fishery would it be if this happens? Geez, I don't know where the holes are. You know, June somewhere. And if this is later on in the year, you wonder what kind of a fishery it will be at that point in time.
I'm interested to find out. You know, we've been there three times, or we've been there twice, and this would have been the third time, and roughly similar times of the year, mostly centered around the spawn. So I have fished there in the fall, and I thought the fishing was pretty good in the fall. So I think a June time frame would be a really good event. I don't really, you know, I haven't given it a lot of thought to how you would catch them that time of year, but the thing about the Sabine is when we're there in the spring, a lot of stuff is really blown out and muddy, typical, and that puts all the anglers into a few small areas. Mm-hmm. So in June, if we have a little bit of a dry spell before that, well, it could fish big, and it could be a lot more pleasant place to fish when you're not fishing in a crowd.
Is there, speaking of fishing in a crowd, is there any chance that this whole issue with Louisiana could be solved by then? I mean, if it were, I know there were some votes coming up and some different things that were going on, but you know, certainly with that being right on the border, I mean, it's like fishing with one half the fishery tied behind your back.
Well, I mean, I'd like to be hopeful that, that things would change, but and I think, you know, eventually there's hope for some change in the legislature, but I couldn't see nothing like that happening just that quickly or even in a few years. I mean, it's just, I think it's something that, you know, the anglers need to just keep on talking about how important it is. And the tournament organizations need to keep bringing it up that, you know, it makes it very difficult to have tournaments in Louisiana outside of your reservoirs because of the, you know, the laws. But I think we got a lot of years of talking about that before something really happened.
And not to Keith Combs with us from Texas, not to, you know, do the job of scheduling the Elite Series, but, you know, when we look at the schedule, Texas Fest at Lake Travis in Jonestown, Texas, will be May 17 through 20. Then there is a little hole there before you go to the Mississippi River Elite, which is June 21 through 24. So there's about a four or five week window there. You wonder if maybe it fits in there somewhere, and it could be a an interesting fishery at that point.
It could. I hope that's when they do schedule it. I'm not sure what other tournaments Bass has going on as opens and things like that during that time span, but you know, that would be good. Guys could be at Travis and then 2.5-3 hours to the Sabine. You know, that would be really convenient for the fishermen. Plus, that's just a really good time to fish. You know, it's likely going to be not extremely hot by that time. It should be a lot more stable. I mean, most early summers, the rain is settled out and it can be dry. Water could be low and clear, and it'd be a good time then, I think.
Yeah. Well, you got the Central Open at the Red River, which isn't too far from there, and that's June 14th through 16th. So, you know, they could stay in that region. Now, the college and the Bass Nation and the high school guys will be at Clear Lake in California. So that crew is going to have to be split. I think if it were to happen then, they'll have to split that up a little bit. Keith Combs with us. And I would imagine that you were chomping at the bit to get this going, because let's be honest, let's be brutal here. This has not been a great start to the season for you. It was not a good tournament for you at Lake Martin, and it didn't really go real well for you at Hartwell. So I would imagine that you were kind of ready to get on some water that you really were comfortable with and get the season going the way you wanted to.
Well, I do need to turn it around. I mean, it's early in the season, and a lot of people ask me about that, you know, how you feeling about the season. Well, you know, the classics doesn't happen or doesn't really change the points, but Lake Martin certainly didn't go like I wanted it to. But, you know, that happens from time to time. But the Sabine is by no means a place that I fish a lot. I mean, it's close to the house, but it's just so hard to get down there when we have Rayburn and Toledo right here close. And to be honest with you, the Sabine, just like I think just about everybody in that field, it makes you very nervous because there's no guarantees that you're going to go out there and catch 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 keepers. I mean, you could go through 25 bass, 13.5-inch bass in a day and never get a 14-incher. And I've done that. Luckily, I've done it on day 3 a couple times. But it makes me nervous, and I didn't really want to go there under those flooded conditions and fish in a crowd when it would even be tougher. But nevertheless, you know, I am looking forward to going there under different conditions.
Was there ever any conversation, I mean, amongst the guys? I mean, you know, tell stories out of school here, but anybody ever say, hey, you know, let's just run up the road and let's do this on Toledo Bend, you know? I mean, was there any talk about something like that? I know it's important to Orange to have it, to have this tournament down there.
Well, it would be a stellar event on Rayburn or Toledo right now, but the fishing is good on both places. But, you know, I think that Orange supports this event so heavily. Man, I can understand why Bass would want to have it there. I mean, it's not a great fishery. It's a very challenging fishery. And yeah, that's the first thing that you think about when you look at the weights at Orange, and they're, you know, 10 to 12 pounds. And then you look up the road at Toledo and you could have a chance to catch a 30-pound bag. Yeah. You kind of question, why do we go there? But no, Orange is very supportive of the tournament. the fans come out in big numbers, and that's always fun. So, you know, that's why we're there. That's why we keep having tournaments there. Of course, Toledo supports it well, too. We've had some huge crowds there. One of these days, I'd like to see a Bassmaster Classic at Toledo Bend. I think that would go over huge.
Yeah. There's all those other, you know, how far away are you going to be where you weigh in and all that kind of stuff in terms of having the facilities that are available. But, yeah, it would be really cool. How about having it right in the middle and having, like, one day on Rayburn and one day on Toledo Bend and then the final day on one or the other, you know? Such a great fishery.
I'm good with that. Yeah. I'm good with that. That sounds pretty good to me.
I hear you.
But maybe we'll keep dreaming and it'll happen one of these days.
Keith Combs has been our guest. Keith, I appreciate you. Good luck at Grand Lake.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Thank you. There you go, Keith Combs. All right. When we return, Jason Christie is up next. We'll get his thoughts on what's coming up at Grand Lake and also on the Classic as well. Right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and 2 nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work, too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to shadyrays.com/BASS. That's shadyrays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And now joined by a guy that is off to an incredible start to his career with BASS. He's cashing 74% of the time, a near miss at the Bassmaster Classic. He's a five-time winner, three Elite Series events, a couple of Open Series events as well, and he's got an AOI coming at some particular point in time right around the corner. He's Jason Christie out of Park Hill, Oklahoma. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just fantastic. And let's go back first before we go forward. And obviously, a painful ending to the Classic for you. It was great to watch you build that big lead. It's just a tough day on the final day. And is it the kind of thing that you learn from and you build from? Or how much time do you spend thinking about what you could have done differently?
Well, it's hard to think about that. You know, it's easy after it's over to second guess yourself. And I feel like I fish to win, and that makes it a little better than, you know, the obvious outcome. But I fish to win. I was on the winning deal. I had the bites to win. Even the last day when it got tough, I had the bites to win. So That's just fishing. Sometimes you don't get them in. And, you know, obviously if I had it to do over again, I probably would have done something a little bit different. But, you know, say I do something a little bit different and go catch, play it safe, go catch 12 or 11 pounds, mm-hmm. I would have felt terrible to get beat that way. I'd rather get beat going down doing what I feel is the winning thing rather than something else. But it's all in the past. I'm pretty much over it and ready to get the, you know, the next event started so we can quit talking about it.
Well, I assume that you would have been really happy to fish Sabine, right? And move on, maybe win a tournament and heck with this. And it kind of lingers a little bit longer now until you go to Grand Lake, which is a place that obviously you're very familiar with.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Grand, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Were you surprised the way when the announcement came about the Sabine, or did you think that could be coming?
No, actually, I was kind of prepared for it. I went down. I never do the pre-practice thing, and I went down and did that. And it was flooded about the same level it is now, and there was no way that we could have had a tournament under those conditions. I mean, safety-wise, it was the best decision for sure. So, you know, the only thing that really bothers me about it is, you know, we have the best week. This is the best week of the year to be fishing, coming off a full moon somewhere and sitting at home. You know, that's the only thing that really bothers me.
Yeah. I know some guys talked about the long layoff from Martin, too. I mean, those of you that were in the Classic, you had that kind of in the middle of it, so maybe that worked out good. But, man, some of those guys chomping at the bit because it'll be pretty near 3 months between tournaments, really, to start the season.
That makes it tough, you know. That makes it tough to sit and you know, keep your mental game strong and keep everything else in tune. You know, this is the time of year that we should be fishing. I mean, we just need to be fishing. We're going to make the best TV shows and the best Bassmaster Live during this time. So I believe that we need to be fishing. And you know, this is my favorite time of the year, you know, pre-spawn, spawn. So I want to be fishing somewhere.
Yeah. All right, you talked about the high water. We're going to do a little technique of the week this week with Jason Christie with us. And you talked about the high water down there. And of course, there's a lot of places where we get these wild swings in, you know, in weather conditions and so on. And we get muddy water that was clear water and so on. Just talk about, you know, what are the best ways that you like to attack higher water, muddier water, even though you might not be able to see them, but you know that they're maybe moving up into the spawn?
Well, muddier water, I like to fish moving baits, you know, a spinner bait, you know, things like that that's moving, square bills. I just feel like before they spawn, the chances of catching them are better with something moving. Now, once they start spawning and afterwards, then obviously, you know, you can slow down and drag on the bottom and try to come over that bed and get them to bite. But prior to the spawn, I like to throw stuff that's moving, and I like to throw stuff that gets their attention, you know, big spinner baits, like I said, big square bills, big jigs, you know, swimming big jigs. I just like to throw stuff that I feel like they can feel, and it makes them react and bite. I've had a lot better luck with that kind of stuff over the years than, you know, dragging something around in muddy water.
When you're looking for fish that have moved up, and when you think that they've moving up or getting ready to do their thing, they're moving into the back of those creeks, are you looking at a water temperature? Or are you looking at a time of year it's going to happen no matter what the temperature is? Or is there a number you have in mind? Oh, I found 60-degree water. This is where, you know, they're going to be in the backs of creeks now.
Well, muddy water trumps everything. If you remember in the Classic at Grand Lake a couple of years ago, I was catching them on a spinnerbait. You know, and I started off in practice 43-degree water and catching big ones. Muddy water just makes them go shallow, and it kind of pushes them. It advances them to the bank, and that makes it a lot easier. But all in all, you know, that spawn, I've caught fish starting to spawn as early as 54, 55, and, you know, all the way up to the mid-60s. So around that 60-degree, you can start betting on that. They're going to start spawning a little bit, especially around either a full moon or a new moon. But, you know, anytime you got muddy water, you can catch them. You can catch them shallow before they spawn. I mean, they get up there and they feed better. They they want to have something around them, you know, the bank, a log, you know, a dock or something like that, rather than sitting out there in that deep water.
Do you think too that I think a lot of people think of the spawn as being a one-time event, but I mean, there's a wave of spawning going on, right? I mean, there's fish that move up early, and then there's continue. It's going to be different fish that are moving up, as you say, sometimes all the way from the mid 50s up to the high 60s, where there are different fish that are moving in and using those beds and spawning.
Yeah, and I kind of, it's weird, but it seems like the first wave of fish, you know, you have a lot of residents, you know, the fish that live in the creeks, a lot of those seem to spawn early because they live back there, you know. They go to the bank, and then like around here, the second wave of fish, or even the third wave, that's your schools of fish that come in and they'll spawn. You know, I've caught fish spawning on the main lake, a largemouth, and it just seems like, you know, those schools of fish, they don't realize things are happening as early as, you know, the residents, the fish that live in these creeks. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've caught sight fish, mm-hmm. you know, from, and I'm talking Oklahoma, you know, from April, even March until late May, even into June. So you have waves that come, and you're always going to have stragglers. I believe there's probably a few fish that spawn even late June. It's just, there's not that many, you know, the big group of them, you'll have a major wave, and then you'll have another, there's usually two major waves, and then you'll have stragglers, you know, before and after that, those major waves.
Yeah. Jason Christie with us, talking a little bit about some spring fishing, some muddy water fishing. What about violent weather changes? We've had that across the southeast this week where, you know, it was warm and then all of a sudden some storms came through. This weekend is very cold. Are there fish that you feel like you can more rely on, the ones that are maybe already moved up into the back of creeks? Will they be less affected or more affected? Or, you know, what's your strategy when all of a sudden you practice in 70-degree weather and you're fishing in 45-degree weather?
Well, I'm going to look for something that has access to deep water. So, you know, say I got 10 areas to fish and a lot of them may be 2 foot deep. Well, you'll have places that you're fishing that's 2 foot deep that doesn't have 5 foot of water anywhere close. You know, I still may fish shallow, but I want to be fishing shallow where they have access to deep water. And that's where a lot of those fish will, you know, they'll pull back. And they may not necessarily go back to deep water, but they're going to pull back where they have that option. And that's some of the best fishing, really. I know people complain or get confused about these fronts. Well, you think about it. You have a lot of fish that move towards the bank, and you get a major front. Well, it confines them. It makes them group up in that last deep water hole in these creeks and stuff. And that's whenever you can really work them over. We had a scenario like that, you know, 10 years ago where in early March it got really, really warm, and then we had, you know, a normal front come through and then another one. And I think I won two boats, maybe three boats off the same fishing, I mean, off the same hole, because these fish were all wanting to go. They were committed, and then they backed right there off, you know, in that 4 or 5 foot of water. So that's actually some of the best fishing. I would rather fish for fish that aren't spawning, like pre-spawn or even right after the spawn, than fish that are spawning. They're a lot more predictable. They're easier to catch.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to pull out 2.5 miles and go find 18 feet of water, right? I mean, if they're on a tree in 18 inches of water on one day, you know, they might have backed off into 5 feet, like you say, but they're not going to leave the creek.
No. I think once they make that major move from deep water, they're done with it. That's what they're going to do. And they're a lot easier to catch when they get in that scenario.
All right. Finally, Grand Lake will be the next one. The last time you were there, Edwin won the Classic, and you were on his tail. Hit a crazy 30-pound day on the last day. But do you think it's about a 50-pound tournament? This is almost 2 months later than when you guys fished a Classic there. Do you still think it's about 50, 51 pounds to win that deal? Well, that would be a three-day deal. You know, 65 pounds, let's say, somewhere in the mid-60s.
We're hitting it at the best time of the year for fishing. We're hitting it at the worst time of the year for me. I mean, I'll have no advantage there. You know, a lot of the fish will be up shallow. But that'll be the best time to be fishing there. There'll be a lot of fish caught. And I think even mid-70s is going to be the target weight. And you know, if we happen to get a little dirty water before that. It could even crowd 80. But it'll for sure be 70 or above 70.
All right, you're helping a lot of people on their fantasy teams then with their total weight. All right, Jason Christie has been our guest, man. Appreciate you. Love watching you fish. We know there's some big wins coming for you down the road, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes today.
Anytime. I enjoyed it.
All right, man. Thank you, Jason Christie.
See
you. You know that guy's going to slam him. You know what's coming. All right, let's get a break. When we come back, James Hall will join us. He is the editor of Bassmaster Magazine. He's next here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to Grand Lake in Grove, Oklahoma for the Academy Sports and Outdoors Elite at Grand Lake. Weigh-ins and takeoff will occur at Wolf Creek Park April 26th through the 29th. Takeoff will begin at 6:15 and the weigh-ins will begin at 3. There'll be a family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday. Come see the pros compete at the home of the 2016 Bassmaster Classic. Can anyone stop the Oklahoma pros on their home waters? Find out more information at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And now a chance to talk to probably one of the first guys that I ever talked to when I started my outdoor show many years ago, James Hall, the editor of Bassmaster Magazine, and he's back. James, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Tom. Thanks for having me back. Assuming you're desperate these days.
No, come on,
when you have
man.
To call me.
Are you kidding me? You know, I've had these Bassmaster magazines laying around since about 1981, and I've got to say, my sons don't understand why I save them all. They're like, well, can't you just look them up? Aren't they just digital? Can't you just do this and that? And I'm like, yeah, but there's, you know, there's something about having that shelf full of Bassmaster magazines that is, you know, I guess I'm a touchy-feely guy at age 57. I like to feel the magazine.
I'm right there with you, man. You know, we celebrated the 50th anniversary this year of Bass, and in doing so, I went all the way back, and I have now gone through every issue of Bassmaster magazine, page by page.
Wow.
That has ever been printed, and I'll tell you, man, I have loved it. It's I thought it was going to be this horrible labor, but man, I've gone through that. I was like, man, this is awesome.
I have really
there's been this many issues. It's very good.
Yeah, I've really, and they used to do, like, every so many years, they'd do something where they would package it together into a hardcover book. You know, I remember having a few of those where it's like in a volume. But I have so enjoyed the 50th anniversary pieces with the different covers, because for me, again, I go back 35, 36, 37 years now, and I see these covers and I'm like, oh, I remember that one and I remember that story, and it didn't seem so 80s then, but now you look at some of the stuff and some of the stories and it's like, really? That just, you know, drop shotting and some of the other techniques that came up, and even flipping and pitching, and really? That just came up in the last 20 years? I thought that's been around forever. It's been fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and you know that, and I've had those same aha moments. Like, man, I assumed I'd run in drop shot in the 70s, and you know, it really wasn't published until I guess the 90s. Yeah, and then the opposite is true too, you know, because the Nico rig thing that's really popular now, like, man, that's a cool new technique. Well, I found that first mentioned in Bassmaster in the 80s, and then nobody, I guess it just didn't catch on, so now it's kind of a thing. So it's been fascinating to look at the techniques and when they were developed and how it all got started. So it's been really cool.
And the artwork on the old covers, you know, and I know you've done some reproductions in some of those, and but some of that artwork was just so phenomenal. It kind of harkened back to something we used to see years and years ago in Field and Stream. You know, we'd see a lot of that kind of outdoor artwork and so on. But you guys really embraced that, and it's been neat to see, you know, some of that brought back as well.
Yeah, you know, there's been just incredible art over the years that has graced the cover of Bassmaster. And, you know, we still have some really, really good illustrators, and so it's kind of going back to, you know, that feeling of the older content and why they, you know, would use art like that in Field and Stream and Outdoor Life, and why we still use it in Bassmaster. And it's it makes it kind of cool to me to go back to some of that type of art and reminds us where we kind of came from, you know.
Well, and then the other thing is the Bassmaster, the header font. You know, it used to be Bassmaster, like two words stacked on top of each other. I completely forgot about the era when the font changed with the large S, the first S being big, you know, and it being like a curly Q thing. And now you're kind of back to the classic look, you know, with Bassmaster on the header. But I completely forgot about that whole era when the word Bassmaster looked totally different.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was that actual design was created was an original art created by Chris Armstrong, who is a longtime designer illustrator for Bassmaster, and so Dave Preck commissioned him to create that new masthead look, and it lasted for quite a long time.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was there for a while, and then we went back to stacking it, and now we're back to just kind of almost how it started. So
yeah,
the more you change, the more stays the same, I guess.
James Hallwood is editor of Bassmaster Magazine. Now, you say the more you change, the more you stay the same, but at the same time as you're celebrating 50 years, you know, the magazine underwent a style change, and you know, I was one of the guys that got to throw in my two cents on what I liked about it, and I think it's been really, really interesting and fascinating. The magazine reads faster than ever, it seems like. But it's interesting, too. I saw you guys actually in the last issue post a letter to the editor that was critical, and there was no response, and it was interesting that you guys did that, but it was regarding the antique lure second, the James White section, and how it had been cut down to basically just a column's width, and you went ahead and rolled with that. I wonder, does that mean there could be adjustments coming, or are you just going ahead and giving everybody's reaction?
No, we always make adjustments. You know, it's we're not here for us, we're here for the reader, and so it is possible that that we could make that change. But, you know, I think it's important to let people know that we are not perfect. You know, those who criticize the magazine, those people, you know, may be more important to our continued development of excellence than the people that just, you know, praise us all the time. Because we, you know, we are so close to the content and the design and everything that it's hard for us to really take a step back and be super critical, which we try to do. So when we get criticisms of what we're doing, you know, it's important for us to recognize that and throw it out there. And if we have a lot more criticisms in that same space, well, then we certainly need to fix something, you know, because, again, this is the Bassmaster magazines. It's not for us to sit here and, you know, play, you know, God of bass fishing. It's for us to serve the readers and give them what they desire. And if we do that, I think we'll continue to be successful.
Well, you know, that guy on the back page, though, that Preck guy with that little thing he writes, has he ever written before? I mean, I don't even know. It's such a great resource. I'll be honest with you. There have been times where I have cracked the back and read his column before I read the rest of the magazine. It's just so fascinating and such a great resource.
Do not say that
it's
out loud.
It's true. I know.
Big head.
I'm just saying, I mean, what a resource to have a guy that's been around since the beginning of time, what, you know, basically it seems like, and to have his historical perspective. And it's kind of a cool thing at the back end of that deal.
Oh, he is pretty old. I remind him of that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but Dave is incredible. You know, he's in like 97 Hall of Fames now.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, if there's ever a question of, you know, of historical significance, it's nice to be able to slide next door to my office and ask him what's going on. And, yeah, he's an incredible resource, been with this company forever and has seen all the changes, you know, that bass fishing as a sport has gone through over the years. So it's pretty handy having that old turd next to us.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, it is a great resource, that's for sure. But all right, so now the next step, the digital edition. We've been talking about this on the radio show here for a while, telling folks how they can get into the digital edition. And as I said, I'm a page turner. I'll be honest, I have resisted. I'm actually on the page right now, and I think I'm going to go ahead and hit the button. It's only, I think, $9.99 for a current member, and I go ahead and get that digital edition. But what are some of the advantages of it, and how has that been received as a rollout?
It's been, you know, the advantages of it are that you don't have to, I guess, carry a physical magazine around, or you have access to it if you have your phone with you, which who doesn't have their phone with them all the time?
Right.
You know, if you want to sit in a doctor's office and don't want to, you know, read the Vogue or whatever they have sitting there, you can always have Bassmaster and bass fishing content with you no matter where you go, on airplane or whatever. As far as the acceptance, it's been well accepted. Now, we have done we really have not pushed it very much because basically it's just a side benefit for those people who really want it. We haven't done a whole lot of marketing to it. And I don't know that is, you know, by design or not, but it is certainly a awesome version of Bassmaster and a great way to keep the content with you at all times.
Yeah. By the way, I live in the Tennessee Valley, so at my doctor's office, we have Bassmaster magazine. Oh, that's a true story. I was just sitting right there. In fact, I read half of the current issue at the doctor's office, and then picked it up again back at my house. Can you search some of the stories? Because I know one of the things I've always, like, I have an Eastern Open coming up on Lake Norman, so I would like to be able to say, and that's one of the reasons I keep the magazines and Bass Times, is I go back and I kind of look at stories and tournaments from past and whatnot. But are you able to search and say, you know, put in Lake Norman and get stories about Lake Norman that have appeared in Bassmaster over the last several years? Or how does that work for searching?
Well, I know you can search within each issue. We recently changed Digital Bassmaster to a different service.
Yeah.
And I know that we had all of them, like back to the 87 or something. We digitized all of those. Now, I would be lying if I told you whether you can put in a search term and it searches all of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's not possible. So
yeah.
I think you'd have to kind of have an idea of when that happened. But although you can go on Bassmaster.com, search Lake Norman, something
right.
Probably pop up.
That's a good point. James Hall with us, editor of Bassmaster Magazine. All right, finally, the swimsuit issue of Bassmaster is the top 100 lakes. How is that coming along? People think that you just do that like the month before it comes
afraid,
out.
I was afraid you were going to say I had to wear a thong in my
neck. No, that would be bad. I mean, especially Preck. Don't let him hear that.
Yeah,
but
yeah. No, the 100 Best Bass Lakes project is a giant one. We have started We have started the process, I guess it's several weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, where we're sending out, you know, the surveys to all the DNRs and all of our Bass Nation presidents and conservation directors. We've put the survey out for our Bass Council. So we're going to get feedback from several hundred people in the know, hopefully by next week, when we're going to get the original feedback, and that's when we really start doing the research to justify, you know, those lakes. It's usually we get about 200 to 225 lakes to consider, and then our team here starts doing, and our and the four riders that I assign in different regions start doing the thankless work of all the research, making sure all the tournament data and catch rates and things of that match up to the reputations that are currently out there. So it has begun. I can't tell you even who, you know, what lake might be in the lead for number one right now, because there's so many options out there. There's been some big bass caught out there this year and big five fish limits. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's always a great issue, and it's always a lot of fun to kind of debate where your favorite lakes end up in that deal. All right, James Hall has been our guest. He is the editor of Bassmaster Magazine. James, always fun, and I will definitely track you down when Top 100 comes out. You know that.
That's what I'm afraid of, Tom.
All right, man. Thanks.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, by the way, if you want to get this new digital edition, and it's a part of a new app for downloading and reading Bassmaster Magazine, it has a responsive view, it has bookmarks, it has the ability to search across all the issues and social media sharing and a lot more. You can get that for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, or you can go to iTunes or the Google Play Store for your Apple or Android devices. But if you are a member of BASS, you get it for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. So again, it's just another great benefit for being a member of BASS. And yeah, when 100 lakes comes up, the 100 greatest lakes, it's always a great debating point. It's always interesting to see where your favorite lakes end up, where the lakes that you want to go visit end up. And then on the flip side, if you live on or near a lake like I do on the Alabama-Tennessee border, you kind of, in one way, you're prideful about your lake, but in the other way, you don't want your lake to show up on there. You know, you say, you know what, that's okay if my lake doesn't show up on there, because I don't need people flooding into here, and we want to keep this a little bit of a secret. So there's that part of it as well. All right, we'll come back with a final segment right after this. I'm Tom Abraham, and this is Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to shadyrays.com/BASS. That's shadyrays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back for the final segment of Bassmaster Radio as we idle this show back to the dock. Let's take a look at some of the news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner will get round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and a $500 spending spree, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Now, Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance and Livingston, Bass Pro Shops, Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. The total prize value is $30,000. Enter today at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now, while you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. That's another great reason to become a member of BASS today. You can sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. We'll begin with the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Eastern Open presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. That's next weekend on Lake Hartwell. Then the Bass Pro Shops Central Open number 2 will be on the Arkansas River out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, April 19 through 21st. The Carhartt College Southern Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops is at Pickwick Lake in Florence, Alabama, April 19th through 21st. And then the next elite event, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Elite at Grand Lake, coming up April 26th through 29th. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.